It's 9:35, and we're going to be joined now by Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, Sylvester.
And, good morning, Congresswoman. Good morning.
Good morning to all your listeners and to the wonderful, wonderful hosts that have been so provocative this morning. And listeners, let me start out, first of all, by acknowledging, even though we're in Houston, acknowledging our brothers and sisters on the East Coast. Obviously, they are suffering beyond the parameters of an education. And for those of us who went through Hurricane Ida in 2008, Katrina and Rita, and Storm Allison and many others, we understand. And so let me express to them, there may be relatives here, there may be some who've come down to Houston, Texas to express that. Let me also turn the tide just for a moment, hopefully, and thank Deloitte. That's going to be very important. Later on in the show, I'm going to be giving out the 1-800 number for the Department of Justice. I just want you to know that with all of the work of the state legislature, myself on the Judiciary Committee collectively working, when we invited Attorney General Holder here in the winter of 2012, we made the plea on two issues. One, the horrificness of the voter ID law. We prevailed. The Justice Department joined many of us in the lawsuit, state legislators, state black legislators and others, Hispanic legislators, many, many others. That opposed the voter ID law, which was declared unconstitutional. And I say that to the voters because what could have been a tsunami of opposition, you know, now you've got to climb mountains, but you really need to take advantage of the precious right to vote. From that opposition to the voter ID law, the Attorney General was able to see that Texas was going to do everything to stop people from voting. Subsequently, the Attorney General mounted the purge efforts, and as all of you know, again, we called on the Attorney General, and whatever appropriate legal threats came out, Attorney General Abbott indicated that he would not purge along with the county. We all raised our voices against the county attempting to purge, those dead letters that came out. I just want voters to understand the historical journey that we have tried, had to make to get here to November the 6th. That's why for those who have not yet voted, and I will not challenge any of you who like voting on Election Day, I just don't want you to miss Election Day. And that is why we have so many procedures in place. It is important and significant to note that the Attorney General could have gone anywhere, but he has put Dallas and Harris County on his list for the United States Department of Justice monitors. These are precious resources. That we have precious resources, and therefore the fact that we have been named, nationally named, to be cities that are going to be under the DOJ monitors is absolutely crucial for the voters to know that they are being armored up and protected up by federal authority. These monitors are on the ground now. They will be on the ground on Tuesday. They will be on an SOS emergency numbers, along with our local efforts of lawyers from the Houston Lawyers Association, the National Bar Association, Hispanic Bar, Democratic lawyers, and others who are here to watch others watching you. And any intrusion into your right to vote should be reported. Now, let me be very clear. Brothers and sisters, Sylvester Turner is a miracle worker. But if you have a pink registration card, a blue registration card, I'm so sorry. You are not currently registered. There may be in your mind that you voted, but you don't have to have that card when you go to the voting poll, but have a recollection that you have been registered for this period of voting. If there is confusion and you know for sure you registered, you have the right to the provisional ballot. But if you do not have any current registration documentation buried in your purse or buried somewhere that they can pull your name up, that's going to make it very difficult. But anyone else should be able to vote. You can vote provisionally if they cannot find you and you know that you are registered. With respect to the ID, I'll just repeat it over and over again. With respect to the ID, you can bring a water bill, light bill, as they check your registration. You can have your driver's license or a form of ID that is eligible under the old law. You do not have to have two. You do not have to have two IDs, as some people have been told. Lastly, I have heard that those who have been disabled, in some instances, the poll workers in the early vote were not coming out to assist them at the curb. You have an absolute legal right as a disabled person to be able to vote curbside. An elderly person who cannot move, a person on oxygen. We personally had to help people like that over the early vote period. So I want voters to go to the polls empowered. And most of all, I really need you to go to the polls. This is the last chance. And I will, let me make this point and then I will end. I just came back in from on the road for the president out of Nevada, Ohio. And we now have a circumstance where the popular vote is crucial. And they were just in awe of Texas. Thank you to the state legislators and others that we've had a history of straight ticket voting. They could not even believe it, that they had a history of straight ticket voting. They could not believe it here in Texas. They do not have that. We have it. Friends, I know you want to punch President Obama's name. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to be in this instance of crisis worrying about how embarrassing it is to say I'm going to vote straight ticket or ask you for straight ticket. If you vote the straight ticket, you will see all of the Democrats light up. But more importantly, you'll see the president light up. But when you finish going down the bond, you have to push that little button that says cast your ballot. That's like when you pray, you say amen. You've got to say cast your ballot because you have not voted. My brothers and sisters, on this day, as you worship, as you go into church, as you're coming home, you've got to say amen. And so when I wanted to finish, it's getting so tight in Ohio. It's getting so tight in Ohio. Now we're looking to the popular vote. And so every single state is going to count. It is narrowing up there. Those folks are working. Today and yesterday, they're having early vote. We were kicking the dust up. Early vote. And it's a new experience for them. A lot of people don't have it. And so, therefore, what I'm saying to you, we've got over 200,000 people that are registered in one category, and I'm sure there are others that are not, haven't voted. But I'm talking to all those who call themselves independents, good-thinking people, Democrats, whatever you want to call yourself, if you have not voted, November 6th is the last time to vote, and I'm encouraging you and waking you up to recognize that it is closing across the nation. We may shoot up on Tuesday, but the numbers now are getting so close. You get a surge for the president and his great leadership for Hurricane Sandy, but then it starts closing. Romney had 30,000 people at a rally in Ohio, 30,000. And that's the state that we need beyond recognition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just saying the popular vote counts. And what am I saying? Texas, you're in the game. Houston, mm-hmm. you're in the game.
And Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was in Rawhide. She's up on the way up the elevator. She's right here right now. We're going to let her have the last word on this segment. Good morning again, Congresswoman.
Good morning to all of you. Let me thank you for having this kind of important information being given out. And I wanted to emphasize what the Justice Department is doing and to know how important the state of Texas is. And to recognize that 780 federal observers are going to be in 50 jurisdictions and 23 states. And I think it is important for you to note how important Texas is. You are the epicenter of the Voting Rights Act. My predecessor, the Honorable Barbara Jordan, added Texas by language minorities in 1978. President Lyndon Baines Johnson, a Texan, help promote and pass through the Congress in a bipartisan way the Voting Rights Act of 1965. As your congresswoman, I helped write and reauthorize the Voting Rights Act in 2007 when all of you got those rumors and said that it was ending. If I could get a show of hands and see all of you, and don't take your hands off the wheel while you're driving, I would ask the question, is a voting rights law alive and well? You've heard from Representative Turner. I saw that worker, that poll worker, and I will say that his further assignment was to be at the desk and not to move around. And so we had an impact. But what we learned from that is, Representative Turner and listeners, that we have to start early. Why are we not the hired poll workers? So, you know, when one burden is laid down, another pops up. And we have enough bright, energetic people that we start 2 years out and have a poll workers class. And we will fill and line up down at Harris County and say, we want to be a poll worker and we want to be out all over the county. Because if we are Americans, we should not worry about whether we're in a Hispanic area, a white area, or a black area. We shouldn't worry about that. Everybody should be treated with dignity when they come to the polls. And so we should fill it up so much that we're out in the west side. We're out in the far north side as it relates to working so that we have the right tone. And let me be very clear. Regardless of what your background is, you need to follow the law of dignity for voters. They have the right when they walk in there to be treated with dignity and to not be disrespected and to be told or helped on what they want to do, not what you want to do. So let me repeat over what has been said, and that is that this is your last day. Let me try to isolate what I said about the popular vote. Let me just stop and just say popular vote. What that means is all of you have heard the word battleground state. No, we are not a battleground state. But now with it being so close, the popular vote is going to be a relevant factor in any lawsuit that will be. We feel in the back of our head, we're holding our cards, that we may have a long, long night. It may not be decided on November 6th. We may have a provisional ballot question across America. We may have an absentee ballot question across America. And we may have a issue of dealing with the absentee. Let me just say this as I hear the music. One, the analysis on the bonds for HISD is absolutely right. Your governor turned away President Obama's stimulus dollars. We finally got him to accept it. This is about wiring the schools. This is about clean toilets or better toilets. I feel your pain about teaching and quality education, but we were able to get the superintendent to commit to vocational and technical education along with the academics. And so this time around, you're hearing voices like mine raise up and say yes to the HISD bond. But you're hearing me also say a resounding no to the Metro bond. How dare they stop trains and argue that you can vote just to give money to other places? Do you know the federal government is in the business for transit? They're not in the business for giving away your money. So, yes on the HISD bond, no on the Metro bond, but get out and vote, because when you vote the Democratic ticket, you're going to lift up everybody and you're going to be part of the vote that is going to carry the president, that is going to take us forward. And you're going to join Ohio. They need your help. Nevada needs it. The Congress people need it. The state representatives need it. And so, I'm begging you. And Martin Luther King said,
Pastor Sheila Jackson,
there is a staircase. Faith is about climbing the stair when you can't see the staircase. Thank you all very much. Get out and vote.
All right. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.